Yesterday, the First Alaskans Institute held a press conference to describe progress in its fight against racism. Since launching the project in July, they've formed a working group of a dozen or so people, including DJs of the Bob and Mark Morning Show on Anchorage radio station KWHL or K-Whale. The two are in the group after hearing feedback on a skit they aired in May. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
The DJs, in a parody of the federal program Cash for Clunkers, joked about Cash for Clinkets, a Southeast Alaska tribe. The two have since apologized and committed themselves to change. Listener Roisin Rowan Helene says she heard the joke and thought hard about how she wanted to respond. She remembers an incident at Anchorage station KBFX when DJs Woody and Wilcox were put on administrative leave.
I don't want this to be kind of another hate fest. I really wasn't interested in having a hate fest and being like, you guys are evil. Because I felt like that with the Woody and Wilcox situation, what happened is that they got taken off the air and there was a huge backlash against the Native people.
Rowan Helene met with Liz Medicine Crow, director of the Policy Center at the First Alaskans Institute, who contacted the station. Medicine Crow uses words like wisdom, kindness, understanding, long-term, and incremental to describe how First Alaskans Institute is approaching the issue of racism. Still, DJ Bob Lester says he's written thousands of comedy bits and never intended to hurt anyone's feelings, and it was painful to hear how people felt after hearing this one. He says now he always thinks about whether he's making fun of someone for who they are rather than what they've done.
And so now you talk about what is different. When I write these bits, I'm so conscious of, could this hurt? And I don't care if it's Native, Black, white, fat, skinny, gay, straight. I really try now to make sure that if it's funny, it's not going to be interpreted as hurtful in any way.
DJ Mark Colavecchio says the events have been a valuable learning experience because sometimes a person doesn't know where he lacks knowledge.
Nobody ever tells you that. You don't know you were ignorant. So when somebody, and I'm humble enough, believe it or not, to accept that I could be ignorant. I don't know at all. Who am I? I'm just a guy. And I was ignorant. And now I know better. I learned. I feel enriched.
The working group has put together a long list of activities for K-Whale staff and anyone else interested in pursuing cultural learning and healing. Medicine Crow says the 40-year anniversary of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and Native Heritage Month coming up in November will feature lectures and much more.
We're working with the committee, have been in contact with the committee to try to find opportunities to bring these guys into those activities somehow, to be able to kind of share all the different things that are happening. Also with Healing Racism, they're bringing a guest speaker up in September by the name of Tim Wise. These guys will be going to his presentations. They'll be involved with the activity around all of that. So there's a lot of exciting things coming up.
Medicine Crow is also encouraging journalists to write more stories on the positive actions and contributions of Alaska Natives. I'm Jacqueline Estes.